I take two courses and I'm doing great, and I'm working as TA. I'm teaching the first year undergraduate student doing the lab.
So what was the course that you TA'd for?
It is a general chemistry lab. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
The students were?
Yeah, their first year undergraduate, most of them major in the biochem or biology.
Okay. So did you have to teach in front of students?
Oh yes, actually I have to give some instruction and teach them how to do the lab, and you know, ask them questions to exam they if they already do the pre lab or you know, they read books.
Right.
Yeah.
So the course consists of like a lecture plus lab session?
Yes, but the lecture is not actually directly related to the lab.
So you have to teach new things?
Maybe it's part of the new things, but I just get instruction to teach them how to, you know, how to complete the lab.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So
mm-hmm.
How many students were there in each lab session?
25. Mm-hmm.
How many sessions do you have?
Two.
Two sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So were you the only TA in the course?
Yes, for those students, I'm the only TA.
Okay. So, did you also have office hours?
Yes.
Did you have many students?
Yes. The student have some bring some questions to answer. Yeah.
So, what's the usual question?
You know, before each lab, they have to finish the pre-lab.
Right.
There's so many questions, and they, some of them they can, you know, can't figure out how to do it, so they just come with the question, ask you know, how to do the calculation and something.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy
it? Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Right. So will you be doing another TA?
Yes, this semester. Yeah.
So do you know which course?
It is another lab. It's very similar to the last one. Yeah, actually, many students they take the first lab, and then they take this one as well. So.
Oh, okay. So
mm-hmm.
It's like the second, so number two.
Oh yes.
Oh,
right.
That's great. So will it be the same professor?
Yes.
So the same professor. Same
professor. Yeah.
Is that professor your supervisor?
No. Actually, he's the instructor. He get, you know, in every week he teach us how to do the experiments, and yeah, we learned the experiment first, and then we teach the students. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there are more than one TA.
Yeah. Actually.
So it's like a very big course.
Yes, very big course.
How many students?
Maybe over 800 or. Yeah.
Oh, so
in general course.
For like two sessions.
Yeah. And some of the TA they run spans for four sections.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about your study. So how many courses did you take?
Last semester.
Right.
Yeah, only two courses.
Two courses.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some sort of requirement which says you have to take a certain number of courses before you can proceed to your PhD?
Yeah. So typically we only take two courses each semester. I mean the major courses.
Right.
Yeah, only two, each semester for the whole year.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you have to write something or do you have to defend something?
I heard that before we become the PhD candidate, that there should be some kind of defend or
right.
We have to get a presentation.
Right.
Yeah.
So, have you decided on which advisor?
Oh, yeah, already.
So you can change?
Actually, we do the rotation. You know, the rotation is like you work in the certain lab for some time and you know what they're doing and see if you're right or not. So, and we choose our preferred advisor, and then those this professor will get a list of students and choose him, and
okay.
He's gonna choose one or two. That,
okay.
Yeah.